play.
Resurrect this couple act.
Why not?
Because it was predicated on the conflict between a thin man and a fat one. You don't have to be Ian Griggs, who wrote a book about weekending recently, to understand that there is no mileage from the conflict of two similarly overweight women. So even if one has long hair,
we could get back on TV, can't you? I've got nothing.
No.
We need to get back on TV, so no. Please, come on, it'd be brilliant.
The time's fine.
It is, it'd be brilliant, we could think it goes really well. Everyone loves us to be back on TV, it'd be brilliant. Come on, we just have to do something outrageous, like Russell Brown and Jonathan Ross. We do something outrageous, then you get suspended, Stuart. We'll be back, be famous, we'll get on TV.
You get suspended and then we'll be back.
We'll be back on TV, we'll be famous. It's a brilliant plan, I've got a plan. Why don't we're much more offensive, they're not offensive, we're much more offensive than them. Why don't we ring up Andrew Sachs, right? We'll ring him up now, I've got his number, and we'll tell him that I haven't fucked his granddaughter. He'll be relieved to find there's someone out there who has. And you can do it, and while I'm doing that, why don't you, a man in his 40s, mid-40s, why don't you just shout fuck out in the background, really loud? Yeah, there, it's like a prank stew. You shout fuck. He's on it now, shout fuck.
I'm not going to shout
fuck on the way to the exercise tonight. Shout fuck. It'd be hilarious, Stu. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. That's why it's hilarious these days. That's what stands. We're much more outrageous than they are. It's ridiculous. We did much more on lunchtime, on Sunday Live. Much more outrageous. I talked about making love with an owl, not a woman. Anyone can do
that. With an owl.
With an owl, like, that's
making
life.
Love with an owl.
No one suspended us, did we?
With an owl.
Only with a consenting
owl. A consenting owl.
Yes.
How do you tell if an owl has given its consent?
Oh, you can tell. You can tell my friend.
How?
Oh, you can tell.
How can you tell? Of different accents does not make it any more convincing.
You can tell the
thing in a high voice.
You can tell the line, man.
That's Dustin the Hawkins. Say that you can tell how Alex.
You can tell, Clarice.
Say
Andy Hopkins. Andy Hopkins in the Silence of the Lambs.
You can
do the impression.
How do
they? They make a certain sound, Stu.
What sound does an owl make to give its consent?
It's kind of...
Twink, twink. That's the sound that they make.
They're always up for their owl horse. They've got it. Their head's been 360. Stop looking at me. Stop looking at me. Stop
that's a big owl. That's the bar now, bar. I'm glad that your mind is...
Oh, no, that is, that's
good. Precise. From an ornithological...
The caliper and out. That's the tawny out.
Yeah, the tawny out.
The snowy.
The snowy now.
Of course,
they're all snowy out.
What do you mean? Are they all snowy?
I've ejaculated onto the snow. I've got covered in my semen.
Which is like snow.
Snow is icicle.
Frozen. Frozen snow. What is it? Yes, it is. It's like snow.
Yes. Is it yours?
Everyone else is sick. Yes, it is. We did amazing things, much worse, more offensive than them. We should be suspended, Stu, not them. We should be suspended from the TV, not officially, not them. I did amazing things. I talked about drinking the milk of Jesus on Sunday. That's what I was doing. I milked him. That was his phone I was talking about. I talked about Morris Michener, Stu, who was a brainless 3-year-old child who was scared.
Move
I encourage the whole country to bully him. No, Morris Michener, a real child, he's about 20 years old now, he's on Facebook.
Move
Go and fucking find him! I've got a way, I've got a good idea how we could be more of a. We get back, we get suspended, back on TV. Back on TV. Because we've already been suspended, so another suspense. Two negatives make a positive. Back on TV, let's ring Jonathan Ross, right?
Yeah.
Leave a message on his answer phone, telling him I have fucked his granddad.
That's
I'm going to ring him up.
Jonathan Ross.
I've made love with his granddad.
Silas Ross.
Yes. Last week, as a prank, I made love
with his granddad.
His granddad. For a prank, so I can ring him up.
Silas Dicko Ross. He has been Jonathan Ross's granddad.
Yes.
Has been dead these past 10 years.
I know, Stu, it was a lot of work for this prank to work. I had to dig up Jonathan Ross's dead granddad. It was a prank, Stu, just for the pleasure of people I did this. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't even like having sex with dead old men. I dug him up, I had to smash the coffin, get in there. In the arse, gently. I treated him with respect to begin with. See how it went. With no complaints, I'm pushing it further. I'm so brand new, you know, you said fuck onto your ass. Say fuck onto his hilarious. He'll get it, he finds that funny. He loves that.
You are sick.
I am not
you
sick.
Are sick.
I'm not sick.
You are sick.
I'd ask you this question, man.
You are sick.
Who is the real sick man in this so-called society?
So-called.
What do you mean?
It's clever to say something.
Yes, but
you know why it's so called society?
Why?
Because that's what it's called.
It's called
society.
No, because you can't prove anything with fact. Who is the sick man in this so called?
So called. Yeah.
For being satirical, I've already broken the skew. You wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand just doing your stuff about travel lodge. You wouldn't understand. It's so sophisticated sector. The real sick man in this so-called society. Is it the ordinary, normal, everyday man who digs up
the grave,
right? When you heard the options.
Options, yes. Like the
options. It is great to come to the side network by saying the next film is going to be something. There are two things. Is it ordinary, normal, everyday, average man who digs up the grave of a long dead ancestor of a TV celebrity for a prank to make people happy on Radio 2, to put it on Radio 2, makes love with his postulating corpse. It's not, it wasn't pleasant for me, Stu, or his anus came off on my head. So it's still stuck on there. So I couldn't get it off, Stu, I didn't realise what was happening. With the wind of the anus of a dead old man still on his penis, waiting until he heard the Oscars.
What? He was!
Then
they cut me quite hard. She knows. He would have liked. Is that hand sick? He then peels off the skin of the legs remaining on the grandfather and fashions it into a hat, which he wears around town.
Around town.
London town.
London town.
And Bridgewater. Is he sick? Oh!
Look at Bridgewater!
I was just there for the weekend. I thought this hat isn't going to last that long. They're used to sinking stuff up there.
How was it perceived by the people there? Bridgewater.
Yeah, so
here's that bloke from that grammar quiz program. Julian Fellows wearing a hat made of skin.
Never mind the full stop.
There's the bloke from never mind the full stop. It's Dom Johnny here. Looks like Dom Johnny wearing a hat made of skin. Is it him?
And that's what they said, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he the sick one? Oh! Yes. Wait. Wait till you hear the other one. I think you will change your tune. Is it the businessman? Jonathan Ross, because that's all he is. In the suit and tie.
Is the suit and tie made of human skin?
He's got a lot. It's made of garish fabric.
He's got a lot to be.
Okay. Selling this Manuel to fuck off, calling him on the phone, but then being quite contrite about it and apologising when he realises he's been wrong.
Which one is the
second one? The first one. It's you.
The first one.
In that case, yes, that was a very good example. Then we've got to get suspended, Stu, so we can get back on team. We've got to get suspended, so we can get back on team.
Come on, Stuart.
You're supposed to say suspended for
what? Oh, yeah, suspended for me. What are you suspended for?
For more than things I did.
For what things?
My career. It'll help my career.
What career?
My career that I've got.
You can't get suspended. You haven't got a career. You can't get suspended from what? From just wandering around the night in Shepherd's Bush, going in the fried chicken shop, and then eating it on Shepherd's Bush Green.
Can get. There's a lot of competition for that.
Yes. There is.
You've been to Shepherd's Bush. There's a lot of people hot in the aftermath bench from. And I've got it.
Apart from walking around crying,
yes.
What have you been doing?
What have you been up to, Steve? What's this with your leg thing you're showing? You're showing everyone you're postulating.
Yeah.
How did you get, you know, who is the real sick man? It is you. How have you got a disease that traditionally only happens to hopeless people? You've got a home, haven't you?
Not everyone. Don't look after myself. No. What have you been up to?
I've been in the sun this week because I'm
ill.
Yeah, I was
telling you, when you were young, you were really young to set up to a joke.
Yeah. I've been ill this week.
What have you been doing this week?
I've been ill, obviously.
I'm 41 years old.
I've been ill. I've been hanging down the old river. You're not hanging that down the old river.
The old river.
The old river Thames.
River Thames.
Hanging down there. Just hang that lark and spring around.
Frolicking, pranking
around. Only ended up with rat syphilis.
So you were hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out by the river, the old
river. And the river. Then you got some.
I've got rat syphilis.
Rat syphilis. So I expect what must have happened. You were down by the river.
Yeah,
down
by the river.
Rat syphilis.
Yeah.
You must have fallen in the river.
Misunderstood what happened. Well, I was just hanging around with a few of the rats, you know, drinking some milk, be like that. One thing led to another. Got to be careful, so you've got to use protection down there. But I'm not prejudiced, I like all rats, I'm not. I like them all. Black rats, white rats, albino rats, horned rats. I like to chew the horned. Got a little horn, I'm going to eat it. Yes,
horned
rats.
Horned rats. What can you
not? Don't make it up on Wikipedia. You could have done all of them many years ago. Horned rats.
Yeah.
Brown rats.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. They're all brown rats. I don't like them. They're up my anus. I'm easy to confuse everyone.
That's the way you can say innuendo and then explain it.
That's
So that whatever slender value it has.
Wait, I'm
going to
change it. They're all horned, actually. They've got tiny erections.
Horned. The horn is another one. Can't change your answer in a live performance.
I can do what I like.
Can I go back over that bit and change it? They've seen it. They've seen it.
They won't remember any of us.
But not from this time, from the first time. From YouTube, where we got it from.
Talking about sex, though, actually, it's good we can talk about sex.
You're talking about the brand rats as well. It's pathetic. I mean, you were how old, you know, 48, 49,
41 years old.
You thought you were in the first half and then remembered you were 40.
Twice.
Not my head. Oh, I don't know how old I am. No, I've got a bad
head. It's like you've got a weak fit in your own head that determines your age.
64
years old.
Came on, forgot his age. What is your
41, 42
years old, and you shouldn't be doing. The thing is, pathetic, right? It's pathetic. Mike, when you did this, so sure. When you did this, when you were 25, it was arguably acceptable. It was like, you know, it's like youthful high spirits, you know, this kind of material. 41 years old now, it's entirely unsuitable. We should be able to talk about, you know, sexual things in a mature and grown up way. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to do that.
Nice.
Yeah, there is reasons, and the reason is, was, and will be. You are the reason.
It is, I am the reason, Stu. It is, I'm proud of it. I know all about sex, Stu, and I saw a bare lady once. It was in a magazine, but it still counts.
Was it in a magazine?
No, Stu. It was in on the internet. I'm updating the routine. The internet is on the internet.
Coming into the 20th
century. 20th century.
20th century.
I'm very confused about that. Are you a time traveler, Stu? What year is this?
How old am I? It was updated because somebody wrote that job, but the internet wasn't freely available.
Genius. You can't say this isn't new material. It's entirely new material.
Change the word for the word internet.
Amazing what we've done. But I haven't had a serious relationship past you for 3 years now.
Thank you. 3 years.
Well, it was 3 years when we wrote this.
Now it's 16
years.
16. 16 years.
Yeah, it sounds a bit more tragic.
Of course, with a lot of comics, there's the danger that were they to return to something they wrote nearly two decades ago, their own life would have changed to the extent where it would no longer be relevant.
Still, I know that there is a chance that we will do the following Nat's Chuff routine. Probably once every 10 years. I've got to keep my life on track, so it still works. I'm a professional.
See, I haven't had a serious relationship for 16 years.
16 years.
That's amazing, right? I don't know if you know which, but the Mayflower, for example. Of course, when I wrote this, the Mayfly population is now endangered. I don't know if you're aware of that. So if you're writing this material now, the Mayfly probably wouldn't be your first choice of insect.
As 4-year-old men, we have an ecological message. We're more mature, there's a message behind it. You'll go away and think about the mayfly.
The mayfly.
Shit. Anyway, no, they only live for 3 hours. You're about to tell us.
The mayfly.
They deserve to live.
They only live for 3 hours between being born
3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours. And yet in that 3 hours, the mayfly always manages to find a mate. So given that a small, unpleasant fly can successfully have sexual intercourse in 3 hours, it seems amazing that you have not been able to achieve it in 41 years.
Much when it was 27, it was quite funny. Now it is just
41 years.
See, the thing is, Stu, you haven't taken into account is that I am more choosy than a fly. I'm going to try and get off with a fly for a start.
Well, not unless I was really drunk.
All right, you badgered me into it. You with your questions. I did once get off with a fly at New Year. It's quite good as well, Stu, actually, because I don't think you'll know this. As it turns out, a gnat.
You're talking about a fly.
It's the same basic family of insects.
Why didn't you use the word gnat before? Suddenly it's a gnat. Alright.
You can't question the text like this, Stu. This is like Shakespeare. It's gnats. You just have to perform this. As if Congo Black suddenly gets changed, it doesn't make sense now. You should have thought about that 20 years ago. It's too late, I'm just doing the text, nothing else. And that is, I'm not saying I'm Shakespeare.
That's for other people.
He never wrote anything as funny as this. And that's just, is literally as tight as a gnat's chuffing.
There is, but that's because a gnat's chuff is literally a gnat's chuff. What you've done is you've confused being like something or simply with actually being the thing that it is. You've misunderstood the art of cinema.
Well, it's better that way around, Stu. I've changed the order of that bit.
That's what you've done.
I've done confused being like something with being the thing that is. Yeah, I have, yeah. You're right. Still, I'm not prejudiced, Stu. I'm not prejudiced like Sarah Palin. I like your flies, Stu. I
like Sarah Palin. <Yeah.
laughs> She hates flies. She goes hunting flies. When there is no bigger animal to attack. I like all flies, I'm not prejudiced. I like dragonflies, the dragonfly. Yeah. I like horseflies. I like butterflies. Of course, they're all butterflies. By the time I finish with you, you need to lube them up. It's quite a small aperture there. What are you doing, Stuart Lee? How you can't, what are you doing with that cigarette? You're smoking your favourite.
Well, I was going to smoke what? I would have smoked.
Yeah.
But of course, since this was written, rules in theatres mean that I'm not able to do that.
Still, you put a cigarette in your mouth and you're sucking on it.
Yeah. I'm now
getting some of the stuff out of it. Mm-hmm. There, yeah. You don't realise you're a drug addict, Stu. That is, tobacco is a drug. You're addicted to it. You are a drug.
No.
And I'm against drugs. I just, if anyone. To all my young fans out there, I just want to say, mistake. If you want to be,
respect.
Respect.
Said the man who's written nothing.
If you want to be like me, I'm against drugs. Don't take drugs. I'm very fastidious about it. I'm against all drugs. Even drugs used in hospitals to help sick little children, old people. I'm very
rich.
Fastidious in my opinion. Yes.
Rich.
Well, I'm against drugs, stupid.
Rich. You are a drug addict.
I'm not sure. I'm against. You're the drug addict. You're the drug addict.
No.
You're a drug addict. You're the drug addict. I'm against drugs.
No,
Rich.
And
I don't even like drugs. I'm against all drugs. What?
Are a drug addict.
I'm not.
You are.
What? I'm not a drug addict. I'm not.
Rich.
What?
Heroin is a drug.
Isn't it? That's just a pick-me-up. Yes, we go in the morning. That's what that is.
It is a dangerous drug.
Not dangerous. If it was dangerous, there'd be a health warning on the back of it. Next to it says heroin. There'd be a health warning.
A drug.
It's a pick-me-up. Yes, we go and say, great, things. It helps me out. That's what it does. I can give it up anyway. I'm not addicted to it. I can give it up.
You can give up heroin.
I can give it up any time.
Could you give it up?
Yeah, I can give it any time. But I did it once. After about 2 hours, I feel the need to dress up as Osama bin Laden and go to the MTV studio. That's only 7 years out of date. And then ring people up and tell them to fuck their granddaughters.
You're of the opinion that not eating potatoes means that anything that happened in the end of the time.
That's silly topical.
You're a very broad You are. Well, all right, you're not a drug addict then.
Yeah.
What are you filling up your time with, not having drugs?
Well, I've been that. I've been hanging down by the old estuary.
Well, the old estuary.
The Thames estuary. I hanging out, just having fun. Then we end up with eel non-specific urethritis.
Eel non-specific urethritis.
Worse than that, Stu, I ended up...
Did you not think to take precautions?
I used the eel as protection.
Did it have a kite mark?
They've all got kite marks right on my flesh. Don't you mean Andy? That is so
That isn't even a joke.
I'm not prejudiced to you, I'm not. I'm not like Adolf Hitler.
1945.
60 anniversary. It was 3 years ago. He's in everyone's mind every time. I'm not prejudiced like Osama bin Laden, Jesus. I thought I'd swear like a mole. Blue whales.
I like them all, Stu. Blue whales. Sperm whales. Mind you, that's what you're doing. They're all sperm whales by the time I think. Blue whales and the sperm whales. Mind you, they're all sperm whales by the time I think. You're 20 minutes tonight after a decade. Basically done the same thing over and over again. And the names of the animals changed. Fucking insult to people. They're all sperm whales. What else are you going to say?
Humpback whales, you know, all humpback whales. I push so hard, I get them up against.
That's what a reef. And the last surviving coral reef.
You can catch. The wheat whales are the ones you're able to corner. They're spies. That's how I do it. Wait, if we didn't finish
in the fourth.
I mean, you're outrageous, Stu, and controversial. So now I'm being like Russell Brand and Jonathan Ross. We'll get suspended, we'll get back on TV. That's what I'm
making.
Come on, Stu, we should do it. We should get suspended so we get back on TV. That'll be brilliant.
All right, look.
What?
I don't want to get suspended because I am one day in tennis shoes next year. I start filming tomorrow morning. 7 o'clock, that's the first call. Tomorrow it goes out in February. BBC 2.
I'm your own.
Yeah, I'm my own.
That's why I won't work though, wouldn't it? It's just for you saying that rubbish thing. And you need me to come in and go, I fucked a dog. You need me, can't you please let me go? Just let me be. You really can't do it. Any rubbish in this gesture, why can't I be in this? Why ring them up and just say, can I...
What, you want to be in
this? I want to be in this, can I be in this?
You want to be on the telly?
Didn't we have it great? You want to see, that's what he wants, just to be on TV.
That's what he wants?
Yeah.
You want to go on...
I don't want to go on TV, at least you'd be great, like the holidays.
That's what you want.
It is what
you want. Yeah. I'll tell you what it is you want.
I realise now how bad it was. What's going on, Stu?
So, they have returned to their home. This time, they will not let you stay. This time, I shall take my rightful place as supreme being of the universe and my entire heart!
You get crushed to death in a juicing machine or something at the end of it.
Ah, yes. You were supposed to save me. But I took one stronger than you. Time-travelling pirate crow, piss for.
He flew into the wild side. I've seen that 1,000 times.
My subsequent resurrection, you know, I tried to carry on with the acting. I was in a bit in Holby City. I played a patient suffering from neurofibromatosis and severe sunburn, post-op having his torso amputated. Bloody typecasting. Then I tried to reinvent myself. I was the indifferent grapefruit for a while. And certainly in a festival one fruit show. 2 stars in Scotsman. Then the agent put me up for part in the Mighty Boosh. I don't really like that winter crap, you know. Such stupid octopus head thing, it's rubbish. Yeah, and then, you know, I got dropped by the agent and I started to do other stuff like singing telegrams, you know. Well, it's popular around Halloween and parties and whatnot, but that had dried up. So then I sort of went travelling, did fruit picking in Spain. I did fruit picking in Spain. That was a moral maze, I don't know. Yeah. And then I had a very messy relationship with this German who was into autoerotic asphyxiation. Still got the teeth boxed. I've got telesales for a mobile phone company. No, not orange! So, the old gang back together, it's the organ gang here, you remember them? Amazing time. was a funny show, wasn't it, Mr. Stewart? Well,
very kind of you to say that.
Yeah. I can't wait to see everyone again.
Yeah.
Is Donovan Vale here? Paul Tomkinson. Do you remember that bit when I used to go to showbiz parties and then interview them and be rude to celebrities? Told Steve Martin he wasn't funny anymore. That was funny, wasn't it?
What are you going to do? The Curious Orange. Is you confused late 90s BBC Two Sunday morning show this morning with Richard and Judy with its immediate mid 90s predecessor, the Sunday show?
No, it comes back vividly now. The show that was on a Sunday night, it was after Highway with Harry Seacombe. Well, it was set in the Yorkshire Dales in an unspecified point in the 1960s. Ocean Colour Scene did the theme tune. La 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 la. And Adam Ike did computer game reviews. And then they all got together for the biggest tour ever at Wembley. So you did your, that's you, that is. And I came on and I went, milky, milky. Well, we had great catchphrases in the show. Yeah. You're having a laugh, ain't you? You're having a laugh. You're having a laugh.
We did actually have that one first.
Yeah, I know.
100%. There you go.
It's not quite how I remember.
No, have you got a bit senile? Quite enough. For a fruit, you're quite old.
Have the audacity to interrupt me!
Really have any powers, do you?
No.
Just walking along in that as well.
No, no.
I never saw your upper body before.
So, will we get another series then?
There is another series. I just want to introduce Judy in the Bible.
I hear you're doing something, can I do that?
Yeah,
can I be in one of your life-affirming jobs?
You can be in the read-through, but we'll cast someone else.
Got the bit of lemon, we'll get the pie. I've got to go now. I've got to start my next shift. If anyone wants a lift back, I'm there outside in Orange Cabs. So, you have to operate the accelerator and the brakes. So, that's the only thing. All right. Okay, this all the music thing, Tim.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Curious Orange. You, the next time, if you can do it, it'd be like 7-Up, wouldn't it, a bit? We can watch our audience. You can watch us gradually decline every now and again. We're looking at, fuck, if they're that old, how old are we? So that's fun, I hope you enjoyed it. Please give it up for the amazing Stuart Lee.